My name is Shelby Looper. I am 26 years old. Today is May 20th, 2018, and I am speaking with Lori Looper, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Chico, California. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born in Oroville, California, and I grew up in Oroville.
What schools did you attend, and what was your favorite grade?
I went to Ophir, I went to Central, and I went to Oroville High School. And I think Ophir was my favorite grade school, and I liked third and fourth grade.
What is your favorite memory as a kid?
My favorite memory of me as a kid, I was about 7 years old, and me and my sisters got on our bikes and rode down to the little corner store, and we got lots of penny candy, when penny candy was a penny. And we drove back, and me and my sister played outside in the mud, and we made mud pies and pretended to be mud people, and we covered ourselves with mud from head to toe and went around and scared all the other neighbor kids and got all muddy and just had a really good time playing in the mud after we ate all of our candy.
Tell me about your parents.
I had really great parents. My mom and my dad were loggers, and my mom was always at home with us as kids, me and my sisters. My mom got to stay at home with us, and my dad went to work. I didn't get to see my dad much when I was growing up because he was always working, and he worked till 9, 10 o'clock at night. But when he was home, we did lots of camping, and he always took me fishing. My mom helped me bake and helped me learn how to cook and fun stuff.
Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
Okay. I don't know much about my great-grandparents. Both sides had passed away when I was really, really young. And my grandparents, on my mom's side, I used to stay the night at their house a lot because they lived in town, and my grandma used to spoil me and always take me for ice cream. And I liked to stay the night there because I got to get away from my sisters.
What about your dad's side?
I didn't get to spend much time on my dad's side with my grandparents or my great-grandparents. I didn't know either one of those.
Who had the biggest influence on your life?
I think my dad had the biggest influence in my life. He was always fair, and I could always go to him to help me with my problems, and he always found a way, even when I didn't think there was a way to figure out the problem. He would always find a way. And he was always just fair about everything.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult times in my life is when I lost my dad to an unexpected heart attack. He was in good health, so we thought. And he had a heart attack, and I remember being at the hospital when they did a procedure on him, and they took him down the hallway, and he saw us all there and even saw my grandson and said all of our names, and that was the last time that we spoke to him.
Of the most people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I think I miss my sister the most. Karina was my go-to person. She was always someone who I would go to and tell about my day, and we could talk about anything. And I miss her the most because there's not a day that doesn't go by that I can't think of something that I want to tell her. Damn.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I think I'm proudest the most of my children. That was the hardest thing to do, was to raise my children on my own. But I'm really proud that I did it, and I'm really proud of the wonderful people that they've grown up to be. They turned out to be pretty good kids.
Nothing. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for my health and my little tiny family's health. My grandkids are the best, and my kids are the best, and we're all healthy and we're all happy. We're not where we want to be, but
we'll get there,
and we're happy just being a little tiny family.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were younger?
Well, I thought I would have a lot more money. I would like to have a lot more money, but I'm happy and I'm healthy, and that's all that matters.
How would you like to be remembered?
For being a good person, being a good mother and a good grandmother. Not so much a friend. I don't have a lot of friends, but for being a good friend.
Do you have any regrets?
I have lots of regrets. Everyone has regrets. There's always things in your life that you wish that you could have done better or done differently, but I can't go back in time, so it doesn't pay to have any regrets because I can't change them. So I'm just happy the way things turned out.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me and held me?
The day that you were born was, I told my husband to go get something to eat, so everybody left me, and 5 minutes later, you decided you wanted to be born, and so me and the nurse and the doctor were the only ones there, and I had you, and it was the greatest feeling in the world. I didn't think I could love a little person that much. It was just amazing looking down at you. Of course, you were a big baby. You were 12 pounds and 1 ounce, but you were the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
What was I like as a child?
You were a good girl. You were a mama's girl. You always wanted to be with mama. Didn't want to go anywhere without mama. And you're still kind of that way, but that's okay. But you were a good girl, always happy, playing by yourself. You'd play for hours and hours with your Barbies or your Polly Pockets. So you were a good, easy child.
Unlike my brother.
Yes.
What was I like as a teenager?
Now, a teenager is a different story. You were kind of a lot of work as a teenager. Not too much, but you wanted to experience just like any other teenager. But you were a pretty good girl.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
A good memory of you is, you hadn't been able to ride a bike. You rode a bike one time and you fell and skinned your elbow, and you still have the scars to prove it. So you decided you weren't going to ride a bike without training wheels till you were 12. Well, your Aunt Tammy decided enough was enough and decided that you were going to ride a bike without training wheels. So she took you outside and told you that she would hold on to the bike. And she did, and she held on to the bike until you actually were riding your bike. And she was running alongside you. And I remember you were just so happy that you did it. You just couldn't believe that you rode that bike. And I was so proud of you. It may have took you forever, but you finally did it. And you were just so, so happy that you could ride a bike. And you just went on riding your bike from there on after.
Yeah, because she was the only one that didn't leave my side.
That was a good memory. I like that one. There's so many, you know, but that one was a good one because you tried so hard. It's like, no, then you were scared. You still got the rocks in your elbow to prove it, that you just were not having it. I can't remember how to...
In my defense, the dog jumped out of the flower bed, and I hit the dog and flew over my handlebars.
Yeah, I could put that in there, but...
Yeah.
I couldn't remember at the time if it was a dog or what. Why you... Wasn't it right there by the...
Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Yeah, every year we make gingerbread houses. When you were little kids, I couldn't afford the kits for the gingerbread houses, so we had to make your gingerbread houses
out
of graham crackers. Mm-hmm. And I remember you guys always hated that. So now that you're older and we can all afford it better, you guys get the kits. And you and your brother still do it. He even does it with his kids, and you do it with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
And mine are the best.
Yeah, okay.
How's being a parent changed you?
It's changed me by making me a better person. Now I have to think of the things that I do before I do them.
Put others before yourself.
Yeah, I have to think about what effect it's going to have on them before I do things, not just do things without a consequence. You have someone looking up to you to see what you're gonna do.
Mm-hmm. Makes you.
I was a good person to begin with, but it just makes you a better person.
Yeah, I agree. What is your best advice for raising kids?
Don't have any.
Too late.
Let's see. Can I say that?
You just did.
Well, just be honest with your kids. Try not to yell at them. Because I know I got yelled a few too many times. But it's hard when it's just you.
Frustrating.
Remember to make time for them and listen to them. You get so... You're in a hurry all the time that you don't actually sit down and actually listen to your kids. And I regret not doing that with my kids. Because you miss out on stuff.
The little things.
The little things, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to sit down and actually listen to them. And try to make them a good little person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are your wishes for me?
My wishes for you just to be happy and have a good life. I think you already do have a good life, but have a better life. And be a good mom, a good wife. And wish the biggest wish is for you to finish your schooling and to become a nurse, because I know that's a big dream of yours to do that. And I really wish that for you. You're already a good mom. And you'll be a good wife. I just want you to be a great nurse.
Thank you.
You will be once you finally finish.
Someday.
You will. You'll get there.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Or are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Positive events is my dad helping me and teaching me things that men do, or men are supposed to do. It's made me a...
Independent
person. I can do pretty much anything a man can do if I put my mind at it. I could do it.
And Pop taught you.
And he taught me those things. Taught me how to change a truck tire and all those things. Taught my daughter how to put in a dishwasher. That's teaching you to be independent, and being independent is important.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pretty much do anything you want. You just set your mind to it. Negative things? There's not too many negative things. I've had a pretty good life. Good positive upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With positive, good morals and good value people. And hopefully that's rubbed off on my children.
Nah. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
It's kind of the same thing as...
So, if you could change one thing, what would it be?
About my life?
In general, anything.
I could change one thing.
If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
I would probably have gotten remarried.
Why didn't you?
I didn't make time for that. Working two jobs and taking care of two children that felt like 10 children sometimes. I didn't put myself first. I always put my children first. And their wishes and their dreams of what they needed in life first. And then I wish that I would have gotten remarried and had a male role model in your guys' life.
Do you think we would have benefited?
Yeah, I do. I think you would have benefited a lot. I think I did a great job. I taught you the things that you needed to learn and taught your brother the things that he needed to learn and to know. But I think just having a male influence in your life is just good. He had a male influence, but not a father figure in his life. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would change about the world?
There's a lot I would change about the world. The list is too long to even get into. But Trump's going to make America great again.
So they say. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now?
I've told you everything about me in my life. I don't think you and I have secrets.
I don't think so.
You're my best friend, and I've told you everything about my life, pretty much. There's my mistakes help you to not make the mistakes in your life, hopefully. So I told you things even though I probably shouldn't have. Just so you wouldn't make the same mistakes that I made.
I think I still did make the same mistakes you made, but...
But we're there together to get each other through it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
What is your life like now, and where do you see it in the next 5 years?
Well, my life is not that great right at the moment, considering I don't have a job. But in 5 years, I see myself in a little tiny house.
In a tiny home?
Yeah.
Traveling,
yeah. And my grandson coming over to my house to visit me, not coming in my room to visit me. And have a car that's brand new, that's paid off.
Mm.
Yeah. And just working a little here, a little there. Retiring, enjoying life.
You know Lennon's going to be devastated, right, when you do leave?
I know, but he'll get over it. He'll be fine.